Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 15, 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford and the invocation first led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Please bow to this. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this beautiful day. Another day that we praise your name. I ask you to bless all of the staffs, elected officials, and workers of Jefferson County. I ask you to bless their families. I ask you to bless those overseas fighting for our democracy. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Pledge in unison.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute a letter of agreement between Jefferson County and the Tremont House Galveston for accommodations for the Jefferson County trial team for the dates April 15th through 28th of 2013. Item B is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of the term contract for armored car services for Jefferson County with Rochester Armored Car Company, Inc. for a fourth additional one-year renewal from May 22nd, 2013 to May 21st, 2014. And item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 2 to Jefferson County Regional Marine Security Center with ALCO. This change order is going to increase the contract amount by $28,079 for additional construction costs, bringing the total contract to $2,499,330, and this change will increase the completion date by 30 calendar days. And this is a project that's funded by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act under the Port Security Grant Program. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Weaver, I believe. And via addendum, item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 1 for the Sabine Pass Port Authority paving and drainage improvements in the amount of $31,125, bringing the contract total to $684,644. And that's a Hurricane Ike Round 1 disaster grant funded project. Okay, do I have a motion on items A through D?
Second.
All righty.
They're going to pick up the difference, or is it coming out the grant funding?
For which one, sir?
Item D, the one that the addendum. It's not over and above what was originally called for? Or is it?
It should be.
Okay. Just want to make sure I'm getting it down because we got another project, y'all remember.
Yeah. Okay, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to Commissioner's Court. Item A is to receive and file oath of office appointing Miriam Johnson to Drainage District 6 Board of Directors to fill the unexpired term of Sam Smith. Item B is to receive and file executed letter of intent for a ground lease between Jefferson County Accelerated Development Corporation for land located at the airport. Item C is to receive and file executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Groves for Precinct 2 to assist them in road repairs. Item D is to receive and file executed interlocal agreement between the county and City of Nederland for Precinct 2 to assist them in road repairs. Item E is to receive and file an executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the Port Neches Groves ISD for Precinct 2 to assist them in parking lot repairs. And item F is to consider and possibly approve a resolution urging expeditious permitting of the TGS Development LP Valero Terminaling and Distribution Company project. Do I have a motion on those? Do I have a motion on those items under Commissioner's Court? Okay, moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under County Auditor, item A is to receive and file a single audit report for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2012. Item B is to receive and file SMG Operations Ford Park audited financial statements for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2012. Item C is to receive and file the SAS 114 letter from Patilla Brown and Hill LLP for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2012 for SMG operations at Ford Park Audit. Item D is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the 3 months ending December 31st, 2012. And item E is regular county's bills, check numbers 378824 through check number 379107. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We have one item under engineering. Item A is to consider and possibly approve a replat of tracks 2, 3, and 4 of the replat of 20.407 acres as previously filed under, is that a record number? Document number 20110308 93 of the map records of Jefferson County, Texas. This property is located off Highway 90 in Commissioner Court, Commissioner Precinct 1. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda. We do have the announcement, a recess out of regular commissioner's court proceedings and the announcement of three executive or closed sessions as authorized. For the first one, agenda item A, is authorized by government code section 551.071 to receive advice from the county's attorney on pending litigation in the matter of Aikens versus Jefferson County. Item B is the announcement of a closed session under government code 551.071 to consult with the county attorney on issues related to jail fees. And lastly, via addendum, item C is an announcement of closed session pursuant to government code section 551.072 to deliberate the purchase, exchange, lease, and value of real property. So we will now recess out of commissioner's court, and I think the attorneys will remain in the closed session, and Mr. Swain, and let's see which one, on item C, Mr. Hughes, if you'll go out until we get to item C under the closed session. Otherwise, we are recessed out of regular court session. Thank you. I don't think I can. We'll adjourn the special meeting, leaving only the closed sessions, which I will complete via a written format. Thank you. Hi, Dan, how are you?
Judge.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.